late with Dougie. Waking up 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 late with Dougie.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's kind of odd we do Wake Up Late with Dougie at 5 in the afternoon. But as usual, Mr. Peter Leonard sitting to my left.
How are you? Good afternoon. Hello, everybody. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And a guest in the studio who I just met this weekend, Ryan Panucci.
Hello. It's crazy to be here with Daft Punk. That's wild.
Right? Well, that's our rendition of it.
That's amazing.
That's Peter and I on the vocals.
You guys should put the masks back on.
It's interesting when somebody sits down for the first time,
right?
And they sit in that chair and they come out. Yeah, but him and I already had a little. He goes right at it, you know, like you know.
Oh, is that?
Like, we need to wear a mask. Like we're ugly,
You guys were already sitting. I thought I could go and do it.
All right. Well, you know, slow down.
Right? I didn't understand it. To tell you the truth.
By the way, By the way, Ryan is the is going to be playing second base tonight at the.
That's right.
At the softball park.
So
Ryan Panucci playing second base in man's softball.
Now batting?
Serious, yeah.
Are you a leadoff batter? You look
like
the leadoff
batter. I thought this was... Someone told me this was a podcast about serious men's adult softball.
No.
And I was fully prepared to talk about calisthenics for an hour.
No, I think the memo says this is about older men having their balls...
Softballs.
Softballs.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I should have known when he got here.
there it goes.
Hey-o.
This isn't, you know.
Nobody fire back.
That's
come on.
That's not bad coming from a guy who I can't tell if he has hair or not because he's got this gay Marlins hat on.
Yeah.
What is that, man? Is that a Marlins hat?
Yeah, of course.
It's an upside down
now,
W.
What's the rainbow
Wiener
thing? Why do they go with the rainbow colors? Is that for guys like you?
Well, you ever been to Miami?
Yeah, that was a weird choice. I remember when the new logo came out when it was the Florida Marlins. Remember,
right.
Usually it was Florida Marlins.
I had my shirts.
They changed the name to Miami Marlins.
Right.
And they went with that, you know, that rainbow. The rainbow didn't work for the Houston Astros. Remember the old Houston Astros outfit was with the rainbow across the.
Mm-hmm.
Those jerseys aren't really being purchased.
No.
Like if you look in the history,
orange.
Straight orange. Like a baseball shirt.
Let's go. Yeah.
You don't look like a cheerleader for a fucking college in San Francisco.
Yeah, like the dolphin. When the dolphin was smiling for years.
Yeah.
40 years until they made an angry.
Yeah.
And they make an angry
sleeker
dolphin. What did he do? Take his fish away?
Speaking of the Dolphins, getting rid of everybody, Sue, you know, that guy.
Just when I could finally pronounce his first fucking name, they trade the guy, right?
Menachem Begin.
Dude,
Menachem Sue.
I went to the eye doctor the other day, said, why don't you just put fucking this guy's name on the wall?
Yeah.
N-D-A-G.
That should be the real eye test.
M-A.
Yeah.
It's McCongamong.
McCongamong. I don't know. I just went with Sue. Listen, I didn't mess with the first name.
You're a big Miami fan. What is it? What's the guy's name?
I actually despise football.
Yeah?
I'm
wearing
baseball.
A fucking baseball outfit. This
I'm a
guy's
baseball
dedicated.
Fan all the way. I couldn't even tell. The guy, you could have been making up that Tom McCoon, but it sounded like you cursed at me in Italian and I got offended.
No, that was African.
Sorry. African, Italian.
It's very close.
McCongamong Sue.
You can understand a few words like Italian, Spanish.
They're dismantling this team. Everybody,
it's
like the Marlins. Stanton's
gone.
Well, you know, I wasn't surprised because Derek Jeter. South Floridians are used to New Yorkers coming down and just wrecking the place,
right?
So that's been happening for years. Mm-hmm. So anyone could have saw this.
So now, do you think he came to sabotage the Marlins? Like, in other words, hey, why don't you go buy a team, flush everybody out? You know, like what they say, drain the swamp.
Listen, you could do the same thing that Jeter turned around and fucked New York and the Yankee fans by taking the head scout, from
the Yankees?
From the Yankees. Yeah.
They got Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, that's a good exchange.
Listen, but Stanton's got just 4 years. Scout. No, dude. The scout is the guy who brought up and nurtured, if you understand the Yankees at all.
All right, by the way, shout out to Stanton for coming back, for getting pelted in the face with a ball.
Oh yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. I played goalkeeper tough. In soccer.
Yeah,
and so I told you, I got my tooth knocked out when I was 12 years old.
Right,
going in for a one-on-one ball, sliding out the guy. And I got my tooth. So there was a moment there.
Those are eight.
There's a moment there you become timid next time you want to make that challenge again.
I could see that.
So can you imagine standing at the plate with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to hit you in the face?
You give me $300 million, I can stand
there. Oh, yeah, I would
again.
Probably stand there, too.
I'll stand there my balls out if you want.
Well, you know, no one's going to pay me $3 million to stand there and look like
a... Well, first of all, he's a good-looking guy. Wouldn't matter much.
That's right. Wait, who? So,
I feel like I'm going
to
be
look like you took a fastball to the face. No, I'm just kidding, man.
He's good. He's trying.
So, no, he's not. He's knocking New Yorkers.
It's like being wound up.
He's knocking New Yorkers.
That's good. That's hey. This would be interesting.
So where are you from, dude?
Boynton Beach, Florida.
All right. Let me...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, Bucky Dent lives over there.
In Boynton Beach?
Yeah. Former Yankee, third baseman. Or shortstop, Bucky Dent.
They have that on all the brochures.
Now it's shortstop.
Then he used to live in Coral Springs when he was playing, though. In this neighborhood, he lived down here. That was a big thing. Bucky Dent lives down here.
Yeah. Oh, I went to Bucky Dent baseball school when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. A couple times.
The outfield looked like the... He's a friend of mine. He's a great guy, man. The outfield wall looks like Fenway.
Fenway
right. Park. It's the green monster. He built a replica of the green and the scoreboard up there, and it showed the home run that he hit the fucking home run in the eighth inning, whatever, sixth or seventh.
And just like at Fenway, people smoke crack behind the big fake
monster.
And
now they probably do. He sold that school.
It's, hey, by the way, stick around for Straight from the Headlines because we're going to talk today about a woman who gouged her eyes out who was high on methamphetamine.
Ooh.
Really? Oh,
did
she was in the locker room after your last game. She saw you in the locker room.
She watched your comedy act.
She told she ripped her fucking eyes right out.
Hey,
that was good.
What's up, Larry Rockin'?
Who is that? Oh, I like Larry.
Yeah, yeah. Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Carl Springs, baby.
Yeah, there you go. For talent.
Then they started talking to people that weren't there, and I didn't get it.
Does anybody care? I mean,
the poster's on the wall. Look.
You know, listen. So anyway, just finishing with the Dolphins.
Sue, go ahead.
They got some wide receiver, some slot, whatever. You know what I mean? The team's going to be in restructuring mode. You can't expect
This has been 15 years of rebuilding.
I know.
We're rebuilding for 15 years.
This is like having a bridge down the block that's never fixed.
Right. Now, if they don't draft a quarterback,
Tannehill's not a franchise.
He's going to get hurt again, man. He's damaged goods.
Well, the team should know that with him, just like as a comedy booker.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a headliner that may not show up, that has tendencies of canceling last minute.
Oh.
You know, what you do is whoever you put as the opening act, you make sure they're a headliner as well. So if anything falls, happens, you got to stand or you book somebody. Hey, man, can you be like a couple hours notice away near,
Right.
And you set up plan B.
Right.
Yeah.
So if he's your quarterback, then they got to be looking for at least a backup quarterback,
Because they're not re-signing Matt Moore. He's done.
Yeah, thank God. I think what's he doing now?
I think he's going to be a popcorn vendor at the stadium. What's he doing now? They haven't released him yet?
He's going to be selling hot dogs.
Hey, hot dog!
The problem is every time he's going to throw a bag of peanuts to somebody, it's going to be intercepted.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, well, try.
Write that down quick.
Any rate, so we're talking about the sports and stuff. All right.
What would you say is the biggest sports story in South Florida right now? You're a sports fan. You're Marlins fan. What's the biggest sports story right now?
Dismantling of the majesty that was the Miami Marlins. I'd stick with that.
as number one.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Also, because that's the only one that I could talk about.
Yeah, the majesty hasn't been. When was the last? They won the World Series in 2013.
When Moises Alou played for us.
2013. No,
Gary
2013
Sheffield
was the last World Series.
No, 2003. I believe.
Three?
If it was 2013, people would probably still give a fuck about it.
97, then 2003.
I went to those games when we played the Yankees.
Dude, I went to all the games, I went to QAM.
I remember my mom saying, I saw you on TV.
Did she see
you? My mom had Alzheimer's. It may have been.
Right. It may have been the popcorn vendor.
It may have been Wayne Newton.
Going, hey, popcorn!
Wayne Newton singing.
Not even been facing the right way,
Wayne Newton singing the national anthem. You are singing the national anthem on those, Wayne Newton.
Yeah. So you're saying the Marlins. What would you say is the biggest sports story right now in
What's up, Brian Glowacki? Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, my friend. Tomorrow night, Bigelow and friends at the Orlando Improv.
What does sports Brian, have?
I'm just. Here's the thing. Sports wise.
Yeah. Right.
You
now.
Know.
You got four teams here.
Listen. All right.
Heat, Marlins,
listen.
Panthers,
I'm a soccer fan, so Beckham's starting a major league soccer team here
That's
in Miami.
That's exciting for you. So
they
you
don't have anywhere to play yet. But.
Right. They're looking for
They're going to be playing on some local, like a little, it's a small field that the kindergartners play on. This is the only place we got rights for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every other country in the world.
Pine Crest Elementary seats 2,000 people.
Hialeah.
They didn't fill any of the seats.
Hialeah Racetrack. You know, what they should do is play at a freaking racetrack and put seats all around them, because those are
It'll be interesting.
Gulf
but again,
it'll be a lot of fun, man. Bet on the horses, have the races while the fucking soccer game's going on.
So what do you think is the biggest sports story?
I was going to say Dwayne Wade coming back.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
And the Heat are going to make the playoffs.
They lost last night.
Well, so what?
But they didn't have Whiteside. They didn't have – you know, let me talk about the Heat, Miami Heat.
Yeah.
You know, this guy Winslow looks phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this kid's playing out of his mind. Somebody showed him what his agent money said. Hey, look, based on the way you're playing, this is how much you're going to get paid.
Right.
I better start practicing.
Right.
And he came out. He's playing
aggressive.
Fantastic.
He got aggressive. There's a couple of guys, you know, but.
Shut up, Johnny Mandracchia.
I would say.
God bless you.
That's a name like Panucci.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it sounded Italian/Greek/Jewish. Italian.
This is my buddy that I grew up with, and yeah, we ended up getting into fights with other kids on the block, and Johnny or I was buddies.
Right.
You know, we would team up. You know, we were like, you know, Thor and fucking Hulk.
Did you fight back to back? Get your back.
There was
to
a couple
other,
times we did.
Came at, yeah.
I'm having a quick memory. One
did
time
you
we
lock,
got into a fight
lock
with some
arms and
we
do
got
whole fucking
dude.
Karate
we,
shit?
Dude, we were like Chinese acrobats.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking Bruce Lee. What was his name? Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
I believe it's pronounced Chan.
Chen?
Chan?
How do you spell his name? Is it Chan?
Jackie Chan?
I don't know. Chan.
Is it Chit? Not Jackie
Chan. Jackie
Chan. Jackie
Chan.
Chan. Jackie Chan sells
Jackie Chan.
Thai ice cream.
Jackie Chan.
And Vietnamese bubble drinks.
Let's put it out to the callers. Does anybody
What's
know
up,
how
dude?
To pronounce Jackie
yeah,
Chan?
Get your cell phone out of your car.
It's time to take the first call, I think.
All right.
Do you guys take phone calls?
Jen King.
No, we don't have time for calls.
I can have my parents call in.
A lot of people don't know that Bruce Lee was Jewish.
Bruce Lee was Bruce Lee Stein.
Yeah.
Lieberman.
He shortened it up.
It was Lieberman, you idiot. Yeah, didn't you know that?
No.
Yeah. His mother was Jewish.
I didn't know that.
Chinese.
Glad you pointed that out.
Did you see that movie, Enter the Synagogue? It was his bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's like Jewish porn.
Enter the Synagogue.
Jew boss man.
Yeah.
No, that's why they called it jujitsu.
Yeah.
Come on. Everybody knows that.
Well, that's a different style, but.
It is?
At any rate.
Yeah, that's begging not to get your ass kicked. Please, I know jujitsu.
Take
Don't
watch.
Kill me.
Take my watch. Here's my wallet.
Yeah. And I'll write you a check.
You can have sex with my wife.
Fuck. That's funny. Jujitsu. Yeah. That's where you beg not to get murdered. I gotta call him.
Write that down.
Say that shit.
He's gonna be writing that. Don't steal it from him.
Yeah.
Jitsu.
You heard it here first,
that's
folks.
Big.
Anyway, big. So
who can I sell that?
Anyway, so Miami Heat wrapping up the sports talk here on the Wake Up Later Dougie Show.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat, they lost last night, but they're in eighth place now in the East.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exciting. Wayne's back, and he's got a year maybe. Or two left, and then he'll be like...
You better hope so.
You know, like part of the team.
Listen, all he's got to do is they got to let him sit the whole... Let him have a couple of hot dogs, got to have a beer, snort a little blow. Fourth quarter, man. Shove him in. He's fresh. Everything's groovy.
All right.
He'll hit those shots. Listen, he's closed.
Yeah.
He closed two games out.
Yeah.
Game-winning
shots. He's hitting big shots.
Bring the Parkland kids down there for more inspiration. Shoot a couple more. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Whoa, that's
down.
A little...
Whoa,
nah, just kidding.
Now you're getting out of line.
Listen, my kids went there. Don't tell me that. I don't
understand. You know,
I get it.
It doesn't just miss.
No,
but
I'm saying,
but
that's inspiration. It's been a real drive for this.
All right. Well, you should have slowed that rollout a minute early.
We'll try to forget you didn't just say shoot a couple more.
Yeah.
Come on, that was...
Everybody, that's Peter Leonard. Yeah. You can follow him at the Food for
I'm
Thought
reading
radio
it
show.
Off your Facebook, it says.
Yeah.
It says that.
Any rate,
send him a note through
so,
the mail.
So let's. I was a season ticket holder here for years, and I lasted the year until before Shaq, and the year plus after LeBron left, and it was it's good not to have to worry about going to those games all the way from here.
I've actually never been to a Heat game in my life, and I grew up here.
Well, you know what?
Isn't that crazy?
That's fucking too bad. Here's a story, though. You know, Peter Leonard. Peter Leonard, how do I feel about Mexico?
Mm. They should build a wall around it.
Well, listen, I'm for the wall. If anything, as a sign, I'm for borders.
Right.
When it comes, you have to have a system in your country.
Yeah.
You can't have open borders. All right, that's not realistic in this day and age.
Yeah.
But I've been last two times I went to Mexico it was horrible, and I've always said I'd never go back to that shithole, and I'll call it a shithole because to me it's been a shithole.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. I've been to Cancun, I've been to Cabo San Lucas, and my experience is I'll never go back. And so here's a little thing that's interesting as I start thinking about my travels in the next year or two. Cancun has a major murder problem.
Really? What is it?
Well, it's murder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people are not alive anymore.
Yeah.
They're dying to go there.
While Cancun is known for its spectacular white sand beaches and turquoise waters, the tourist hotspot is in the grips of a brutal growing crime wave threatens to leave it a ghost town.
Hmm.
And there's some shady characters. I was in Cancun, and there were some shady characters out there. So,
I was in your hotel.
Yeah, that was just in the lobby. Oh,
those are your in-laws you took along.
Yeah. All right. See, he's trying to be funny, then he makes it personal.
I'm rubbing off on him already.
All right, try not to,
Let me tell you something. Why would people want to leave this country to go to a beach with ocean somewhere else?
You
get
down here.
The fucking beaches in this country.
You go rent a beautiful hotel in Fort Lauderdale Beach and stay here all weekend. Why am I going to go to fucking Mexico?
Go to Naples where the sands, it's so different. You ever been across the... You lived here all your life. Been to Naples West Coast?
Sure, yeah, beautiful.
The sun sets
Why would
there.
You go to Mexico if they have these alternatives?
Why go to Mexico? It's, the service is bad enough in fucking Naples. You go to Mexico? They don't.
My stomach's never been the same since I've been in Mexico.
My daughter just came back from this business thing with these guys, for this food thing.
Ooh, tell me more.
And she ended up having a bad stomach for at least eight days.
Yeah, you don't go.
Eight
Listen,
days, nine
it's,
days,
it's,
she was
it don't,
fucked
I,
up.
I'd rather eat in a Jiffy John on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's.
If you ask me what I
sounds like you've been on tour with us before.
Yeah. If I'd rather go to Mexico, no, I'd rather eat scrambled eggs off the floor of a fucking all day, concert. Like if you have the next Wing Bang,
exactly.
Where all the country bands come in the fucking park, I'd rather eat off the floor of those Jiffy Johns than go back to Mexico. Am I making my point clear? Located in a Mexican state, blah, blah, blah. Amid a thriving drug trade and widespread extortion, fears are rampant, that most of the murders go unsolved. No one gives a fuck. Who's missing? Who cares? There's plenty more people.
Jose or Jose B?
Yes.
Which one, Which fucking one?
Where's he from? Oh, let them figure it out.
Missing Mexicans.
It's good to be here on Grumpy Republican Radio.
Well, listen, are you going to go to Mexico? Have you been to Mexico?
I've never been. I'd love to, though. A buddy of mine just came back.
Have you ever been out of Florida?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been a lot of really
What other foreign countries have you ever been to?
England, Ireland, Italy, Greece, Germany.
All right, slow down. All right, good. Okay.
Yeah, I've done it all. Europe's a pretty awesome place. I like all foreign countries, though. I really enjoyed just being... I mean, I haven't been to anyone's that I've never really been
You ever been to South American countries?
I've never been to South America.
All right, well, there you go. Yeah. Central American countries?
Beautiful. I mean, I would have
Costa
a great
Rica,
time.
Costa Rica, Mexico.
Beautiful women, beautiful beaches, jungle.
Jungle's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'd take the wrong turn. Next thing you know, you're standing in front of a 40-foot fucking crocodile.
Jungle love.
That's... Jungle love, baby. Gonna get
making
mounted
me,
by... You know.
Making me crazy.
Anyway, that's stay away from Cancun. They have people dying, and you get next thing somebody says, "Oh, that's the American."
Just think what half that word is. Can.
The other one's coon.
That's why I always thought in the Muslim countries, if they didn't want to have a bad rep, they shouldn't call that city Islamabad. It should be Islamagood.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Let's start
Islam
fresh.
It's like an
it's
Indian
like a question. Islamabad.
Is llama bad?
Llamas are nice creatures.
Yeah, they're
llamas
nice.
Are very
They spit
nice.
On you, though, if you get too close.
Like you're a girl, like a chick, like a woman will do
a
that.
A woman will spit on you?
Doesn't happen to you guys? I know, not you.
Yeah, they kick him right in the balls.
Fucking punch me right in the face.
Yeah, they don't.
You look like you're into that.
I've never been slapped.
No?
Ever in my
You've never
life,
been slapped?
I swear
before?
To God, dude.
Really?
As much shit as I say to fucking people, man.
Yeah. Well, you guys are both so short, they keep missing.
Yeah.
That's right up my head.
Yeah. They knock your hat off.
Well, they keep kneeing me in the face. I just don't like that.
When you're going to eat a 6-foot chick's pussy standing up,
Yeah. I like to go up on girls.
Didn't have to go that far.
Well. Hey, I'd like to go up on you.
Hey, speaking of women, by the way, again, I don't mean to turn this into a Republican thing, but Rex Tillerson is out as the Secretary of State.
I loved
him. I liked Rex Tillerson, you know, the old Exxon rep. I thought he was great. I think they need, you know, and who knows? But I guess...
the name Rex to me is just very...
Rex is a weird name.
Fucked up. Rex. Yeah. I have a friend, Rex Rundgren, you know, Todd Rundgren's kid.
Right.
Rex.
The
name Rex. Right. The name's a kid Rex. It means king.
Right.
You know, name your kid king.
Rex. Yeah.
That's like, you know, fucking...
Remember that? Who was that film critic, Rex?
Oh, Rex Reed.
Rex Reed.
Rex Reed. Hi, Rex Reed. I just love that movie.
A lot of guys.
Yeah.
It was a lot terrific. Of men on there.
Oh, that.
Speak it out. Spit it out, buddy. Come on. Find a groove.
I was trying to, yeah. What was that prison movie?
You've never been slapped.
What was that prison fucking movie?
That's going to
change.
Not
hard. Yeah. Not hard. Yeah. If it was from
Midnight Express?
No, one of the ones here, man. With the,
oh, like, Oz?
Something.
I don't know.
That's
whatever.
TV show.
Escape from Alcatraz?
That was a great movie.
Hey, by the way, so Rex Tillerson is out as the Secretary of State, and I guess Trump didn't see eye to eye on this nuclear deal between Iran. You know what I mean? You know, that whatever, and who knows? I love when people are on Facebook right now going, oh, the people, listen, nobody knows what the fuck's going on with those deals and what's right for this country.
He also called him a moron. And, you know, he said, you know, you can't call your boss a moron.
It's, yeah, he like, called so Trump a moron.
Right,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, and then they skirted it over because they didn't want to, you know, at the time he had to do his duty. Now the duty's done. That, if anything, listen, whatever you want, whatever, hate him, like him, he's the president. I'm trying to understand it, right, mm-hmm. and make sense of it, right? Like I mentioned earlier, like the tariffs were just, it's like a feint and a fight. You know, it's a technique when you're going to negotiation.
Uh-huh.
China's going to get stuck, but now Canada and Australia and Mexico are all saying, look, let's talk about what we're going to do about this NAFTA thing. Otherwise, we're going to have to go at it alone. That's the message. You know, you can see whatever you want. Tariffs, they're horrible. He's an idiot. You know, or you could say, look, it's a nice move. And now these countries are figuring out how can we work together so we can all win, as the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau says. We all want to win, win, win. He was quoted as saying that. Mm. That'd be great. He said it three times.
Stone.
Maybe.
Man.
He may have been eating some edibles.
Parents were, boy?
Yeah. Fucking where's Pierre where's Trudeau? The toilet? Toilet, toilet.
where's the blow?
But he did mention.
Snow.
He did mention three. He did mention three things. He mentioned, you know, he did say win, 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 which I took in as Canada, U.S., and Mexico. That's you know, you're speaking in code when you're talking to members of the Illuminati.
Well, first of all, we're all attached, if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's all an attached big peninsula.
Yeah, I'm not going to start fucking around my neighbor. I'm not going to start going to my neighbor's house and say, hey, you know, I'm going to grab your mail. I'm going to make you give me $20 to give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an asshole move.
Talk about U.S. mail, not like his mail. You know?
Yeah, I'm not going to give. Yeah.
Okay. I just be in charge.
Calm down, Bruce Jenner. So, you know, listen, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Who knows? But here's the thing. You know, again, people say that Trump's a misogynist and he's anti. He's like women hate him.
Uh-huh.
Well, new CIA director, Gina Haspel, is now taking over the role of the CIA, a woman.
Yeah.
Has been put in charge of the CIA.
Dude, the fucking British did that years ago with, you know, M. What's her name?
They
turned a guy, a 40-year guy's role into a, you know, a chick.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting, wasn't it? But she did a great job as M, man.
She was, you know, listen, who, you know, women, are, listen, when it why wouldn't you? You know, Margaret Thatcher, there's been great women, you know, there's been great women, you know.
Eleanor
listen,
Roosevelt.
Yeah. You know?
Patty Duke.
Chicks are brutal.
Hell yeah, man! They, you know, let's they can make a decision. You would hope quick, and hire
all chicks. That's what I say.
Yeah,
you've been married before, dude?
No. See, watch this.
See, you've never been tortured. See,
I can do
this. Now, he doesn't know real hell.
So, how old are you, dude? Like 24?
I'm tall, oh, man. God bless.
25?
No. About 42.
I'm 35.
All right.
35. Wow.
35. Yeah.
Well, Peter's good at judging men's
ages. I got
ages.
Kids his
yeah,
age.
He is. Yeah.
I got kids his age, man.
He's like, yeah, he's too old for me.
I got underwear your own. Yeah. I'm wearing them. I got underwear at 35.
Yeah. So. It's not going to look good can when I mean? Take a photo.
My
with
wig
this,
is 35.
With his tuba.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is him with his abacus.
This kid's in great shape for 35 years old, man. That's great.
Thank
you. You're solid. You're obvious. You're solid as a rock, man.
Thank you. He's hitting on me so now.
Laying tile and shit? What's that from? Carrying all that shit? Schlepping?
Constantly jacking
sweating.
Off.
Yeah. See?
constantly. Yeah.
Dude, the kid's a no.
All right, well, you want to go suck his dick? Calm down.
Yeah, not, seriously.
No, not he's got all his uniform on. He comes in here with fucking, where's the spikes?
You can reminisce your days with Bucky Dent.
There, Dougie made him take his spikes off at the front door. He's going to walk in with his fucking
spikes. He didn't even have a dent before you got to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, Washington, a clandestine officer of the Central Intelligence Agency in 2002, Gina Haspel oversaw the torture of two terrorism suspects and later took part in an order to destroy videotapes documenting their brutal interrogation.
She did that?
At a secret prison in Thailand.
She put their testicles in a vice.
Listen, what happens in Thailand happens in Thailand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think this chick plays for the other team?
That's a question I didn't think would be important to ask.
She's doing a Gillette commercial.
She plays for my softball team.
Yeah, she's third in the lineup.
You know how those dykes love softball.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, sorry. Uh-oh. I don't even know who she is. I probably mean to say that.
She's wearing a plaid shirt, you know, the fucking red and black plaid shirt.
Was it in Seattle?
I don't know.
No?
Right at the White House.
That was a grunge joke.
Well, who, I guess the new Secretary of State was Pompeo, right? The guy who was the leader of CIA is now taking Rex Tillerson's place as Secretary of State. So listen, if this was a softball game, but it's not fast pitch, right? You play underhand pitch?
Oh, yeah. You can't hit fast pitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's the stupidest thing when you watch the girls play it. It's like they slap at it like... It's like badminton or something.
No, it's meant to be easy.
Yeah, I played. I enjoyed playing softball. It was always fun to go out there and, you know, play softball.
That's what we do.
You know, you talk about fucked up situations, though. I remember, you know, I was playing second base one time over at the Mills Pond over there in Oakland Park.
Yep.
Playing a beautiful field out there. Uh-huh. Although, so this guy hits a rocket, you know, grounder into me, and I take a couple side steps. I'm ready to get over it and stuff. And, of course, it's ding, ding, you know, and it takes that big bounce, and the ball, softball, straight into my face.
Yeah, crushes you in the face.
Right in the mound. Right, you know, shit. Boom. Right there, I'm thinking, maybe I'm not going to start playing softball anymore.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll go take an acting class instead.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you. I that's something I did. There's a moment like when these things start happening. Like, fuck. And if you're single, you single?
I'm single.
Yeah, take an acting class.
Yeah.
Why? You want to meet chicks? Take an acting class. There'll be like 10, 15 women in that acting class and like two guys and they're gay.
Well, hey, there you go.
Yeah, Peter, you know. Well,
he's one of them.
He stopped taking acting.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What?
You know, you've seen my papers, man. Come on.
Everybody knows he's a womanizer.
Everybody knows that I have the hottest fucking bros. No more. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with women.
Yeah, Peter's done.
I don't date with beauty anymore. I date strictly based on your blood type. I want to know that 5 years from now,
you can get an organ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want a donor sleeping with me. You know?
It's like spare parts. Wrong.
Yeah, right.
He said he wants a boner sleeping with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, that's digging deep.
Wow,
by the way,
have you guys ever chopped at each other this much?
No, we almost killed each other in these.
That's good. Okay, all right.
But you know, it's interesting. You come in, you're kind of distracting him because you're like fucking with him, so he's not. Now I can every once in a while I can say something.
Listen, take the lifts out of your shoes.
He's distracted.
Take the lifts out of the sneakers, then you'll. You know.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then I'll do.
Then you can look at me.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
This is special effects that they're doing right now. Very tiny.
By the way, I mentioned that Ryan and I met this weekend on the set. We were on the beach, supposedly in Miami, Lake Worth.
Reshooting that famous scene from... I'm kidding. Were you rolling? Were you rolling?
Again, do I have to find it?
People are loving this show.
We filmed the Balcony TV. So it's going to air.
What is that? I don't know what that is. Balcony TV.
It's a show that's it's in a lot of different countries all over the world, and they shoot a band. It's usually a band.
They show it on balconies.
Apparently, it's usually on a balcony somewhere in
overlooking
some
something.
Yeah, overlooking something. You
that's
know.
Very cool.
And this is one of the first ones that has ever been a comedy show. Well, I think they did one other one other than this that was comedy.
Wayne Felber was on the first one who actually
jumped. He was nobody left, and he actually jumped off the left a big dent on the
if you know Wayne, he's not jumping. Anywhere.
Rolling. He rolled up.
I was the second comic, I think, but it's mostly bands. So they had, who's the other, I forgot now, the gentleman who hosted it, he had the special mic.
Zach. Yeah, Zach.
He's a musician as well. He's in the music industry.
I believe so.
Yeah, so he's all part of this connection. So we film it, and we get there. It's 10:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Right.
We're in Miami. We're in Lake, we're in, well, I'll call it Lake Worthless.
Yeah.
You know, I that's what I call Lake Worthless. And listen, Lake Worth is kind of like the town that, you know, most people like, hey, well, like somebody came to Florida and go, oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, the town, you know, that almost
like,
was.
It's like the fourth room in a four-bedroom house.
Right.
You know, eventually you'll figure out what the fuck you're going to do. Yeah.
It's the town before the town you're going to, basically.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That place hasn't been touched. You know what I mean? It's like
they
it's
tried.
Like,
they tried.
You know, it's like walking into a house and finding shag rug. Yeah. You know, it's like, wow, this is, and like green toilet trees, you know, and porcelain in a house. Anyway, so we're filming this thing, and everything goes wrong. The mics aren't working, you know. Meanwhile, I'm comfortable, feeling good, and we're on the balcony.
Right.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
And so we waited. It took like 3 or 4 hours to shoot 2 takes.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun that we fucked around like we're doing now.
Good.
And,
yeah, that was good.
How long would it take?
He had a stroke, ladies and gentlemen.
No, Mike, he bangs a mic.
Yeah, it's a good mic thing.
Yeah.
He bangs Mike.
He bangs a guy named Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, Graham? Anyway, so it was fun. We filmed it, and it's going to probably air in the next week or two, and I'm sure we'll put it on there, but it'll be a little discussion with Balcony TV.
Should we talk about some of the things we talked about?
Well, I don't know. I did. Listen.
Yeah, tease the show.
Zach was the host, basically, and he was the sidekick. And, you know, they were talking to me on the balcony. And they're like, you know, so we get there and, you know, of course we're on the beach. So I said, oh, I just lived down the road and I did my Cuban hotel joke.
Oh, that's a great joke.
Right. And going good. And, you know, we just start getting back. So we did 2 takes. I thought the first take was really funny. You know, right. It was like maybe, what, about 8-9 minutes?
Probably wasn't even that long, I don't think.
Yeah, it was only like 7-8 minutes. And then the guy said, well, I didn't like the lighting. The camera guy, was like, Byron was like, I don't like the lighting. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey,
and now the battery runs dead on the camera.
Yeah. Like so to now, the bar.
Yeah, so we have got to go back down to the bar. You know, we're hanging out. Now, meanwhile, it's Sunday, and I'm like on my third beer.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, the priest wasn't happy at the church.
No, he wasn't. I was drinking on the
Fada.
Sabbath.
Fada.
So eventually we shoot a second one, which is probably about, what, 10 minutes?
I think it was longer than that because he kept telling us to wrap up, and I'm like, no, I'm not done poking fun at this guy.
He's going
this stranger
like this.
Yet.
Yeah. You know, I joked with him. He acted like he was going to jump over the balcony, and I said, well, at your height, that's a very long, that's a very far fall. You know, it's a big fall.
You'd have to give him a boost just to get over the fucking railing.
Well, he
needed a little help.
Anyway, and then it was interesting because this one gentleman came over to us. And and he was concerned about whether we had the approval of the film industry.
Uh-oh.
I told him we were shooting a pornographic movie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He didn't like it.
No, yeah. And then, you know, it was funny because the guy had, like, all these holes in his shirt. I think it was supposed to be decorative.
Uh-huh.
But I was, like, really I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to screw the who am I? I'm a guest. I'm not going to screw the... I don't want to have the whole thing shut down because of something I say. But I was about this guy says, you have the approval of the fucking film crew. I was like, do you have a shirt without a hole in it?
Yeah. He either was like super fashionable or he woke up on that balcony.
Yeah.
That's the only other thing.
Or you know, or somebody was throwing like knives at him.
Seagulls were
just missing.
Seagulls were picking at him.
Yeah.
He's lying.
Exactly.
Drunk.
Or he ran through a bush real fast.
It's funny. I never see these chicks with these just shredded shit. I go, oh my! Did you sue the dry cleaner? What the fuck? I mean, you know, you got to be kidding me. It looks horrible.
I
don't
know,
buy your fucking clothing with huge.
Do you like chicks with the jeans with the holes in them and they're showing their leg? I think that's kind
of
cool.
Well, it depends how much of their of it is. I mean, some of it, if it's
what do you
way
think,
too much.
I
saw a chick with fat ass with her ass hanging out the other day and like a duty diaper on. I mean, she looked.
All right.
No, she looked. It looked like she had her period panties on. I swear to God.
All right.
It wasn't sexy.
So yeah, and then you know the guys who wear that's gay to me.
He was a guy.
If you're a guy and you're wearing like whole jeans and shit,
gay.
You're sucking dick.
Unless you're working on a dock or something, you know.
Well, like, if you got holes because of your work pants,
working on a dock.
Yeah.
Doctor, please.
Yeah. Stop. Doc, a pilot. Yeah.
Working on your doctorate.
An engineer.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, speaking of all that.
How many listeners you guys have?
Right now, none. And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. So, welcome. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Yeah, thank you. And we have, by the way, we have the loudest typewriter and the only typewriter left in news industry.
You remember those, don't you?
Sure do, man.
That's how I type the notes for today's show. Science teacher fed live puppy to a snapping turtle in front of their students. You hear about this? Can you imagine? Yeah, kids in school.
Yes.
And they take a little doggy, little puppy, and it's fed to a snapping turtle.
A puppy?
Yes, a puppy.
How big is a snapping turtle, man?
This is a big snapping turtle.
It's
I've gotten bitten by snapping turtles when you know you go snake hunting and stuff. You get the snapping turtles that come and the fucking.
Were you that poor that you had the snake?
Yeah, we ate snake, Peter. That's what we did.
That's really sad. And, you guys in Boynton Beach too, or just down in Margate?
It's a stupid
eating
joke.
Eating snakes? We don't even eat snakes. We don't have those in Boynton. They all left. They were too fucking.
Peter
bored.
Just can't get his mind off phallic symbols at the moment.
St. Peter came through and got them all out of there for us.
An Idaho middle school science teacher who reportedly fed a sick puppy to a snapping turtle in front of his students remained the subject of a police investigation as of Tuesday.
I hope so.
The reported incident in Roberts Crossland's classroom allegedly happened after school hours on March 7th at Preston Junior High School, where, oddly enough, the school mascot is a snapping turtle.
Too soon.
Yeah. Let's see. Look, on March 7th, Preston, 300 miles east of Boise.
Oh, you get some good potatoes there.
Yeah. Why didn't you just feed him a potato?
I don't know.
Why do you have to feed him a fucking dog?
A puppy. Well, they don't move potatoes. And turtles only go after live things. You know that? You can wave a dead puppy in front of a turtle. Maybe they was doing an experiment. A dead puppy and a live puppy. Mm. And he went for the live puppy. That's what probably happened.
Could be.
Preston School District was made aware of the regrettable circumstance involving some of the biological specimens at Preston's Junior High. Our school never had a fucking sick puppy. We had like dead frogs.
Yeah, they had
right?
frogs.
Things like,
had
it's like
fruit flies.
What's that? Oh, this is a sick puppy. We're going
to
do an experiment with at some point.
We go down to instead of the ASPCA putting him to sleep, we just borrowed a sick dog. Hey, can we borrow that dog for a few days?
We didn't even have any animals. I went to Catholic middle school and high school, so we weren't allowed to dissect things. We just had to look at pictures of them ascending.
Or if you did, you had to say 10 Hail Marys. And you know.
By the way, the Preston School District says, the district said in a statement, we emphasize that at no time was the safety of a student's or staff compromised.
Wow.
But their memories are going to be scarred for life.
Yeah. I say scar them, though. Start it early.
They also took hot dogs off the menu at the school cafeteria. Hey, your dog just flipped out listening to the story, man.
The dog also had an illness at the time of the death, which originally was reported to police by a local animal activist after the teacher told her about the alleged incident.
Mm.
Everybody's got the hush-hush on this one. We're not going to find out the interest, what's happening.
I think the dog had AIDS.
Wait, so
the
dog
teacher.
Was sick? That's just called euthanasia.
The dog had AIDS.
The all we know is what I have heard, I learned in the last 4 days, is disgusting. It's sick. It's sick, said Jill Parrish, the activist, the animal activist.
That's what I said.
As of today, Crossland has not been charged or placed on leave. But no one's letting him touch any of the animals.
Listen, was it a male dog or female dog? Was it a male dog
hey,
or female?
Stay away from the bird cage, you fuck.
Yeah, seriously. Male,
was it a male puppy or female puppy?
I didn't get that yet.
Did they list
that? That news hasn't come in off
I don't know
the
if
hotline.
That
female puppy, you know.
We're still waiting for that off the pipeline.
That puppy was pregnant. It was his baby. It was his love child. That's why he had to kill it.
The district also said that the event occurred well after the students had been dismissed. So, you know what?
There.
If they stuck around, it's their fault.
I've been there.
You ate a dog once?
No, I've not. No,
can you say
they
that?
Say that, by the way, they say that he is a school teacher who really brought science to life, but not dogs. One former student said, I loved his class because he had turtles and snakes and other cool things.
So, I don't like spiders and snakes. What's that song? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, you're a musician.
Dude, how about that, man? That has just got to be awful. Witnessing that shit, how old are these kids?
Huh? I don't know. Middle school, like 11.
I'd watch it. I would watch it.
Let's see. First, second, third, fourth. So the fifth, sixth, and seventh grade. So you're 11, 12, and 13.
All right. So first of all, if the dog was to be euthanized,
yeah,
you know, is it really you really want to watch this turtle eat it?
No, you'd want to.
That's like you being in an old age home and go, okay, listen, you're gonna die soon. So what we're gonna do here is we're gonna have these. These three gay guys ass bang you for the next 14 days until you die of just exhaustion. You know, what a way to go.
Yeah. You guys kiss me?
You know, I don't know. That's up. You can negotiate your own terms.
Okay.
All right.
Fuck.
Hey, speaking of nuts, in her own words, Kaylee Muthart explains what made her pull out her eyes. I told this early in the show.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, pull your eyes out, man.
You know, I would never, listen, if any reason... Anybody ever wants to smoke methamphetamine, understand, listen to the story. Right?
Is that what it was, meth?
What's up, Brenda Everett? Anderson, South Carolina. The last thing Kaylee Muthart was a light pole morphing into a white dove.
What? Repeat the whole story.
The last thing Kaylee Mohart saw was a light pole morphing into a white dove.
That sounds nice. A light pole morphing into a white dove. That almost sounds
poetic. The trees
appeared
to curl downward, and the skies darkened as if a storm was gathering.
Hold on. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Sing that fucking those last two lines. The storm was gathering.
How about it? Yeah.
The
last thing Kaylee Mohart saw was a light pole morphing into a white dove.
I love it, man. See, that now continues.
Trees appeared to curl downward and skies darkened as a storm were gathering.
This just sounds like Eleanor Rigby or something, man.
It's, yeah, something. You know,
through the prism of metamorphine-induced hallucinations, she sensed the world was ending.
This is, I'm telling you, this is like Eleanor Rigby. Then methamphetamine ripped out her eyes of the church in front of God.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Of course, picks it up. Yeah.
She began to dig into the sockets of her eyes. Bright green eyes they were. Believing that somehow
Father
by McKenzie, fucking them out, Dr. she might save the world.
Dr. Like... McKenzie shoved them back in, but she was blind as a bat, that dumb whore. What was it for? Smoke a little more crack, you dumb fucking.
All right, slow down. You should have cut a minute ago. See, there you go.
I'm sorry. It's
because he smoked the crack.
The vision would be the last thing she ever would see as she kneeled alongside the railroad tracks, screaming in pain.
The train she did not see.
She gouged out her eyes. I thought I was sacrificing myself to the world, she said.
Oh, God. I just got chills thinking about that image. Can you imagine the last thing I'd want to do? I'd rather go deaf than go blind. There's no question.
She pulled them out.
I know.
Yeah.
How do you do that, man? And I would want to be dead.
She had this crazy vision that a snapping turtle ate a fucking dog.
And she just got done. She just left the class.
Yeah. She wanted to see in stereo.
It was her dog, and she was like, fuck.
That's what happened. She saw that. She got freaked out, smoked some methamphetamine.
Smoked meth to calm down.
She saw it too much. She pulled her eyes
out. I'm going to puke from the story.
Yeah.
I'm serious. God. I'm gagging.
But she started to learn Braille. Good for her. Listen, people do this. That's good for them. You know what I mean?
She needs to be institutionalized.
She probably lived in Boynton.
Fucked up loser in the world that wants to just do it.
Yeah.
Get it over with. Thin the herd. Like, you know what I mean? It would be nothing better than if the herd thinned itself.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, if everybody said, you know what, I realize I'm useless. You know, it's like it's like in the world of comedy. You know, sometimes it's just people that linger. You know, you're like, you know, I don't give a shit. Listen, I don't give a shit. You know, but there's like people that talk and like, so you know, like an athlete.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, if you're in the AAA league and you're like Tim Tebow.
Yeah,
you know, I heard he's going to play for the Mets though, isn't that something anyway?
He's
moving along on his growth chart.
Yeah, listen.
He's praying every day to make it. Yeah.
Peter Fogel says, how did they get Peter Leonard into Coral Springs? It's not like we have a wall up, Peter.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Listen, try again. Give another shot.
Try another joke, Peter.
Yeah, go back to the bathroom and write another one.
Yeah.
I actually like him, man. I think he's pretty talented guy. He really is. You know, if he didn't love himself so much, he'd be funnier.
College student kicked out of class for telling professors there are only two genders.
There are only two genders, male, female.
No, not to these liberal professors nowadays.
Oh, why? What do you got?
Well, you got male, you got X, you got female.
Some like to be called they, because they got both.
Yeah,
that's true.
They
is what they like to be called.
Just call it like they over there. Hey, they.
Hello, they.
They. I don't
Hello,
get that.
Hello, they, my old friend.
Instead of writing Mr. or Mrs. on the fucking envelope,
they say
you
us.
Write they?
I think they say us at that point, yeah.
I don't know, what are you doing?
I'm probably getting into trouble, with, you know, but I don't, I've heard that.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. You know, some people say, it's almost, to expect people to know what to fucking do, don't be so judgmental. In situations like this, you don't want to be judged for your decisions. Don't judge us for our interpretation of it.
You know what died down?
I mean, give me
a
break.
Very quickly, hear about this shit anymore. The bathroom situation.
Yeah.
You never hear that anymore. How was it? Like,
what's the fucking difference? Go somewhere until it becomes an issue.
You were stoked about that when you can just go into one or the other and no one's getting in trouble. You were like, I'm living.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I have to take a piss and the female bathroom is open, I don't give a shit anymore. I go. There's no one. I knock. Hello.
I was in an office building last week.
Uh oh.
And they were cleaning the men's room floor. They were mopping the floor in the middle of the fucking day. Who does that in the middle
you
of the day?
You would think that'd be a less busy
hour. So I said, I said to the woman.
Unless somebody just shit themselves just outside the front.
Right. But
that could be a reason.
Because they had the yellow fucking tape in front.
Well, what else would you do if you have somebody crap on
the yellow tape?
No, I don't
know. Is there a crime?
Yeah. Sure. It's a crime. The guy shit his pants.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I'm going next door. I said, it's okay, I go. You, next door lady?
You turned into Jerry Lewis?
Yeah,
for some
and she
reason?
Said, so I knocked on the door, and I said, and I knocked on the lady, and I opened the door, and boom, I went in, and that was it.
All right,
some
well,
retarded
good.
Jewish guy you said, you is trying to use the woman's
you
could have
just said that you went to the day you went in there.
What happened to the janitor? My God.
I took a leak in the urinal.
College students kicked out of class for telling professors there are only two genders. By the way, just getting back to that, if you're a man using a woman's bathroom, be respectful. Lift the seat, don't piss everywhere, and try to keep it as you left it. Otherwise, people are going to start complaining, and next time I go to take a piss because I can't hold it, you're going to fuck it
That's
up for me.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
I followed a lesbian come out of a men's room at the stadium once, and she had shit in the urinal. I swear to God. So you
Peter hates lesbians because that's
why I know she was a lesbian.
Well, she was wearing a plaid shirt and was wearing a Bat Marlin hat. How about that?
All right. College student kicked out of class for telling professors there are only two genders. A religious studies major was barred from Christianity class at Indiana University, the Hoosiers, of Pennsylvania for saying during class that there are only two genders.
Wow.
Lake Ingle, a senior who Lake Ingle.
I went to Lake Ingle. I used to go fishing there.
I used to go to camp.
Let's go to Shet. Let's bring it down to Shet.
Lake Ingle, who's a senior at the university, said he was silenced and punished by IUP professor Allison Downey.
IUP? What does that mean?
For questioning her during a February 28th Christianity 481. That's a pretty high level course. That's graduate. Or, you know,
what level Mason is that?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Self, sin, and salvation during the lecture. After showing a 15-minute TED talk by transgender ex-pastor Paula Stone Williams, let's call her they.
Transgender ex what?
Discussing the reality of mansplaining, sexism for men, and male privilege, the professor asked the women in the class to share their thoughts. When no woman in the class said anything, Engel spoke up, challenging the professor on biology and gender wage gap.
Gender wage gap?
Yeah, I like the gender wage gap. I like porn. That's my favorite. That's what I search. Gender wage gap.
Yeah.
That gap is that's unbelievable. My favorite. I just like gap.
It's a nice word.
You know, it's a bunch of I don't care what you mean.
Biologists going, do you have a dick?
Yeah. He this, told the class official. So, in other words, he came out and said, like, you know, there's only really technically, there's only
a man and a woman.
There's only men and women.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
You know what I mean? If you're in between it, then.
Okay.
No.
You're homo. I don't know what that means.
I don't even know if that matters. That's like saying if somebody's a vegan or not, or, you know, at this point.
No, I don't know what it means.
Faggot.
Yeah. Well, listen there. Yeah.
He hates
just
that
kidding.
Yeah,
just kidding.
You guys.
You don't like the F word?
No, I just think it's, you know, it's
demeaning. It's demoralizing.
The professor asked the women in the class their thoughts. Nobody said anything. He told the class the official view of biologists are that there are only two genders. The feminist professor booted him from the class and asked him not to come back.
Don't come back.
She referred him to the public university's academic integrity board, the AIB.
Oh, you go to the board.
Ingle needs to go to the board. Ingle needs to complete the class to graduate and somehow change his dumbass name.
Did you say Lake or Blake?
Lake. Lake Idol. That's the kid's name, Lake Idol.
I live on Lake Ida Road in Delray.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Let's take it down.
You are barred from attending this class in accordance with the classroom's disruption policy.
Yeah.
You talk about freedom of speech. Don't make me think about what I'm trying to tell you.
Listen, it's Darwinism. Listen, this is the Scopes trial. This is everything. There'll be a movie about this in 2 years. No, they won't.
Well, you know, we talked about it here on the show. There was a father-daughter dance that they tried to cancel because they thought it was like, you know, this is you're going to keep interrupting me with stupidity?
I don't know.
Or
what do you think? That's the only
fuck?
Thing I can think of.
I think
of
yes.
No, yes.
Who would object to that?
I would vote yes.
Who would object to that? Why would they object to it?
Can I vote now? Do I put money down?
Sure, man.
And what's going to happen? No. All right, so.
Who would object to that?
But
that,
there was, it was a thing. It was like a gender thing. It was just a few weeks ago. And then the people said, this is getting ridiculous.
We had it
on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page, by the way. We've posted the show. The guy says, by the way, Lake Idol.
Yeah.
Says, what'd I say? Lake what?
Idol.
Lake Idol?
Yeah, that's his name.
Lake Ingle, sorry. Oh, Lake Ingle. Lake Ingle.
It is your second
He says,
language.
My professor is violating my First Amendment rights because of the fact that my views and ideology is different from hers. He's correct on that. She took it on herself to silence and embarrass me. She also made me pull my pants down when it was cold out.
Let me show I had a pee-pee.
Yeah.
Are you a male?
She didn't let me give it the stretch. Yeah. That pre-stretch, you know, like no one's looking.
The old heartbeat, I like to call it.
Yeah. Downey accused the conservative libertarian student of disrespectful objection.
Yeah.
Refusal to stop talking out of turn. Angry outbursts in response.
Yeah.
To being required to listen to a trans speaker discuss the reality of white male privilege. All right, so if somebody's coming to speak their agenda, as opposed to, you know, if it's not an open dialogue, it's not a debate, then he should shut the fuck up. He's, you know, he can't just stand up. He's got to listen to what she says.
Right.
And that's basically the academic thing to do. If in fact she's giving her own dissertation on something,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is it's like in a comedy show, it's like, you know, I think shut the fuck up, you know what I mean? You don't get no freedom of speech now,
right? Especially unless it was something super profound, but all he was saying was there's men and then there's women.
Yeah, he's basically arguing with one of the premises. Yeah, you're out.
Stupid.
Yeah, he deserves to go out. Listen, I'm a Republican, but in this sense, you know, this guy, listen, he's out of line.
Sure.
So I'm gonna stick to my consistency. I don't care what side, if you go out of line like these students, there's a story the other day, we didn't talk about it, but there's these students were asked during a classroom here in the United States, and these kids were talking Spanish, and the teacher asked them to speak English.
Yeah.
And they got up and walked out in protest because the teacher told her to teach speak English.
Wow. Well, you know, they could have been talking about the teacher, you know, and planning to kill him. And
yeah, that was, I mean, that they you never well, listen they nowadays. Can you blame a teacher if
they're cheating?
They're worried that they could be cheating. They
right.
could be, you know,
and you don't know that.
That's like when I play online poker; these people start writing in Arabic. You don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Don't,
like
you're
when they're
kidding
playing,
me. Are
yeah,
you
they're
serious?
Back and forth, and you're playing, and like next thing you know, one person raises. I'm like, I don't know what they're fucking saying. So then I try to babble it. I try to cut and paste, and I try to babble it, and it doesn't work. And next thing you know, he's saying something like, you know. You know, there's a red wagon on top of my tree.
Right. Kill the America.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Death to America.
That's right. How they're communicating now. Chess games.
That's right.
That's how they're getting around the CIA.
Yeah. Chess. Fucking chess.
Downey and Ingle.
Porn chess.
Had an AIB hearing Friday with the ruling set to be released on March 19th.
Wow. That's soon.
He'll be able to go back to class. But maybe not.
The world is crazy, man. Everybody's so trying to be politically correct. You can't say anything. You
not
can't,
everybody.
You can't do everything.
You
comedians.
Ever seen my band play?
but you know, in the real,
hey, let's
in
get
the real
let's
world.
Here's a quick sports story. We only get top a couple time for a couple
another
more stories.
Another one, sure.
No, another sports story.
I'd love to.
We were talking sports at the beginning of the show.
We're all men here. Well, three of us.
Well, there's three people here, Peter. Is there? Okay. The doc, Greek soccer team president protested a disallowed goal with a holstered gun.
Uh-oh. See?
The guy, the owner of the team, walks onto the field, and he's got a gun on his belt. And then he lifts up his shirt as he's walking on the field and pulls his gun out because he's mad about a disallowed goal.
What country is that?
Greece, because they went from the back. Wow. They went from the back.
If you ever wanted to know what would happen if the president of the soccer team walked onto the pitch during the match while armed with a gun, well, this was your lucky day. On Sunday, a match between two Greek Super League teams, Paok Kaksaloknika.
Oh, see, cocksuckers. What?
And AEK Athens, AEK Athens, was suspended when the president owner of Paok Salonika, Ivan Savidis, stalked onto the pitch while armed with a gun.
Wow.
The gun was holstered around his waist, and he was surrounded by bodyguards.
I mean, I understand one thing. Can I ask you a question? You're the soccer player. Why do you pitch playing soccer? He went on to pitch. What do you mean?
He went on the pitch.
What's the pitch?
That's the field. That's what they call it. You know, soccer is the you're
it's
on the
pitch.
Yeah, you're on the pitch.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow, it's the pitch. Not a field, not a soccer field.
I didn't know that.
I never heard that. I'm 62 years old.
Yeah.
A pitch.
It's the pitch.
And there's it. Here's the now for me, there's the pitch. There's the swing. There's the hit. Okay, right?
Savalas is one of the Greeks' richest men.
Yeah.
And a former member of the Russian parliament.
Oh, see, that's where he gets the anger from.
He came onto the pitch near the end of the game after Paok Salonika goal was disallowed in the 89th minute. That's 1 minute left in play with extra time. The gun was visible, but never drawn. It has he complained to the referee about the goal. Yeah, it's a good thing. You imagine you're a ref and a former Russian diplomat who's the richest man in Greece, and you're refereeing the game, and this guy's walking towards you with a fucking gun in his right. hand, and that for you just took a goal away from his team.
Right. I don't like that.
That's when you throw the red flag right in his face.
It's not good for you.
You don't have flags in soccer. It's a red card.
That's what I. Yeah.
Yeah. That good try. Good attempt though. As you're wearing a baseball outfit, I'll accept that.
Thank you.
You know, he throws a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, gave him the red card. That's what that'd be funny. The guy's coming with the gun. He's holding the red card. Yeah, up.
Red card.
He's got a red flag.
No guns on the field.
Red flag going like this.
Yeah, it's in Spain. That would be Spain.
Thorough.
That would be bullfighting.
I know.
Not soccer.
Ole.
But thanks for trying to participate.
Well, why not? He's pulling out red flags.
Well, that was either field. Way. That was
penalty.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did the guy get shot?
No one got shot.
Okay, good. Did they lose the game?
It was actually the second time Savidis had invaded the pitch during the match. The first time he was wearing an overcoat.
Oh, see? He didn't want the overcoat to get in the way of the gun.
And Athens officials claimed that Savidis threatened a referee. The second time, the overcoat was gone, which revealed a holstered gun around his waist. Not surprising. This caused a bit of a hubbub, you would think.
Yeah.
Savidis had already ordered his team to leave the pitch, and everyone else was ordered to disperse.
Whoa.
No, they just ran like fucking pussies. The Greek guys especially. Oh, my God, a gun! Can you imagine the Greek team?
I would not put the Greek people on that type of standard. No, they're not gay. They're if anything, they're very...
It's a joke.
All right, well, try not to try to throw a joke out of every fucking...
Let me ask you a question.
You know,
somebody walks on the fucking field with a gun, and he's not the owner of your team. Guess where those people are going to be? I think... Scattered already.
Well, no, there's always those morons that stick around. Like, oh, this looks like somebody I want to
see. I'd better watch this. You know, I make it hit by a stray bullet.
You know, they even say, by the way, in that horrible shooting in Las Vegas, there was even people, listen, it's fight or flight, right? So there were people that, you know, once they realized that, they just ran like and there was other people that wanted to see, they were trying to figure out what ended up happening.
Right.
They actually like looking around, like they thought they were taking shelter.
Like it's a movie.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what's going on? And they try, next thing you know, 23 caliber goes through the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, when that kind of shit happens, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Right, run like
that. You know, just watch the video on you hope the guy, the asshole who films it on his camera and gets killed.
Right.
That's the one you'll be, oh, God, I'm glad I ran away.
I think he's a fucking hero, and we need to see this on YouTube.
That's why they pick up all the
cell phones. That's how I look at it.
You know what, we're going to name him some library in the middle of nowhere after this guy.
Yeah, because no one gives a shit about libraries either.
That's right. Libraries. anyway, that's
you
all
remember those, don't you?
As a matter of fact, I do. We used to do research there.
I haven't been in a library since college.
Yeah,
I was an art major, so I've actually never been to a library.
Yeah,
in my life.
Funny story. I had my pants pulled down to me right in front of these chicks. I was at Flagler College. Jim Stavrijon, practical joker, grew up with the high school with my defender on the soccer team. We're in the library. We had to get our grades up as a soccer team. And so there was study period. So the coach had us make sure twice a week, whatever, we had to go to the library and do whatever and shit.
Get your pants pulled down.
Yeah, so I'm standing there. Obviously, you know, you're a college student. It's like, a lot of laundry and underwear and everything.
Right.
So, I'm standing there talking to this. I remember this girl. She was a hot brunette and her friend. We're sitting there, hey, what's up? And my buddy Stav comes from behind me and pulls my fucking drawers down to my ankles. And I'm standing there just naked. Mm-hmm. And thank God it wasn't that cold. And I'm not, I didn't look like an honest Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking pretty, and that was it. Was kind of helpful, but embarrassing at the same time.
Well, what you telling me? You're the goalie on the school soccer team. You got to be in knee deep. No,
you didn't let him finish.
I never had that. I never got that one girl. She was, but anyway, that's
I
all.
Thought I thought that was gonna go. And then she was in college, so obviously she blew me. No.
The story was over.
I don't know. That may have affected the outcome. She might have not been impressed with my average girth at the moment.
Well, she was in a library, so she clearly couldn't have been a whore. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe she couldn't scream.
Maybe it was too big. Maybe it scared her away. She goes, "Oh, I can't date that guy. That thing's a beast."
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have time for the Wake Up Later with Dougie show. We got to go.
She was in the short story section.
Speaking of short, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Yes, thank you. My pleasure. Good night, everybody.
And of course, Ryan
Panucci.
It's like a sandwich.
Is that Italian? Like you're angry. Yeah.
I had a Panucci. The, I had
Italian,
a
Panu- Greek, Jewish, Italian. You know, Italian.
Yeah. Sette mi faccio. Si.
Don't you dare talk to me about that.
It does sound like a sandwich you press.
He's got a lot of Panucci. No, he's got that's, Panucci. Well, that's Panache.
Ryan,
I'm sorry.
I was thinking that's why I was in my head. I think Panache. Ryan Panucci. Panache. Who, by the way, will be playing second base tonight at the park in Boca.
Right.
Did you not
see all the fans there?
Anyway, by the way, it's don't forget, guys. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm going to be guest sitting in on the Paul Castronovo show, 9 a.m. in the morning. That's when I go on. So if you guys want to call in, yeah, it moves to 8:09. And so check that out. Wednesday night, Orlando Improv, a big little comedy show, and friends, I'll be there. Thursday morning, I'm going to be at the Monsters of Radio in Orlando. Listen to us on iHeart, guesting in there. And, of course, on Thursday night, Orlando downtown, the Abbey, competing in the Monsters Comedy Comedian of the Year contest Thursday night.
Wow. Nice.
Vegas next week. No shows next week, by the way, guys.
Oh, okay.
I'll be in Vegas, L.A. Comedy Club Monday night, Stratosphere Tuesday night at the Laugh Factory at Tropicana. Doing spots. Go to Dougie. I may have more dates. Mm. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter. Peter?
Great. I'll be at IHOP later on today. Tomorrow I'm going to be...
Ryan, anything you want to plug?
Yeah. April 6th, my band, The Zoo Peculiar, will be playing at Voltaire in West Palm Beach on Clematis Street.
There you
April
go.
6th.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And go to our site, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. podbean.com. Be a patron. Donate $1 to $2 a month if you want more. Nice. Of course, money goes to the gas money for the co-hosts. So and you got paid, right? You finally got your first installment last week. Anyway,
after 4 years, yeah, it was great.
If you miss anything, go to Bubba Army Radio on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 6. Catch all the shows during the week. Okay, take care, guys. God bless, and we'll see you next time right here at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being their light hit the ground.